Chafetz Chaim points out something interesting about Seder Balak. There's only, I think, two other parshios in the Torah that are similar. One of them we will explain tonight. The other one doesn't fit with this idea. The Chafetz Chaim says parshios Balak, meaning the Sedra of Balak, does not have any paragraphs in it. Mostly, the Sedras are parshios. They are made up of many paragraphs. If you look at a Sefer Torah, you see paragraphs. Two kinds of paragraphs. The Parsha Psucha, which means that the word, the line, this ends in the middle of a line, and the next line starts in the beginning of a line. So there's a whole space from the last word of this line of at least nine letters till the end of the line. That's called a Parsha Psucha. Parshas Psucha. Then there's a Parshas Stuma. Parshas Stuma is not like our kind. That looks like a paragraph. There's a different kind of paragraph that on the same line, there's a word that ends. There's two, three words in the beginning of the line. Then a space of nine letters long, right? The space of nine letters. And then on the same line, the new paragraph starts. It doesn't start on a new line. It seems on the same line with a space in between. That's called the Parshas Stuma. So the Torah has to be written like that. If it's not written like that, it's possible. It has to have the parashios. And that means when God dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't only dictate what words, he dictated the form of it also, where a paragraph has to be and what kind of paragraph it has to be. The Gemara says, what is the purpose of paragraphs? That signifies the place. Basically, God taught Moshe the Torah. And he gave him shiurim. Each paragraph is a self-contained shiur. The Rabbanu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu that paragraph. He told him, think about it, review it, and then we'll go on. So the paragraphs represent the places where Moshe Rabbeinu thought, reviewed, stopped, and contemplated what he had learned up until that point. Okay, each paragraph is a shiur to itself that needed then a space. Space, meaning think about it, review it, and so on. Parshas Balak has no paragraphs. From the beginning of Balak till the end of the Seder, which has to do now with Pinchas, but the entire episode of Bilam in Balak is one run-on thing. It's very hard for the Baal Kori to find the place because there's no paragraphs. Then usually you finish an Aliyah at a paragraph, it's easy to find it. But in Balak, it's very difficult. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's to show us that Bilam never thought. And that was the difference between him and Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the potential to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, become a Moshe Rabbeinu? And Bilam, who had the potential to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, remained a Bilam. What was the root of it all? So the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says they had different midos. But why didn't Bilam develop his midos for the good? We still have the same question. Says the Chafetz Chaim, because he never thought. He received all of this information, but he never bothered to think about it, to contemplate. Just went on to the next thing. And you can have all the right information, but if you don't think about it and contemplate it and review it and pay attention to it, it's going to pass you by. Without thought, the most important things just pass a person by. That's the Chafetz Chaim. I have a proof to that Chafetz Chaim. Not that Chafetz Chaim needs my proofs, but it's a medrash that basically says what the Chafetz Chaim said. And the way the Mesillas Yesharim describes the opposite of his boninus, the opposite of thinking into something, it fits perfectly. The medrash says like this, before the Makkah of Barad, before the Makkah of Hail, so the Rabbanu Shel Olam told Moshe to tell Paro that if you bring your cattle into the house, then the barad will not affect it. Barad's not going to come through your roof. So you have a way of saving your cattle from the effects of the hail and fire. Bring your cattle in the house. If you leave it out in the field, your cattle, your slaves, are going to be killed. So the Torah says, Hayori es devar Hashem, the person who feared God, he took all of his animals and brought them from the field into the house, and they were saved. And the person who didn't pay attention left them out in the field. So the Medrash comments, it's not just talking in general, the God-fearing people and the not God-fearing people. It's referring to two specific people. And anybody like them, because it says, Hai Yorei Yisdvar Hashem, seems to be pointing out somebody specific. Who was the Yorei Dvar Hashem Me'avde Paro? Was Yisro. Yisro was one of Paro's, advisors. He was the Hai Yorei Yisdvar Hashem Me'avde Paro. And he brought his cattle in. He believed what Moshe said, and he brought it in. Bashir Lo Son Libo, who was that person from Avde Paro who didn't pay attention? Bilam. Said Bilam. He was also an advisor to Paro. He didn't bring his animals in. Now you'll notice it doesn't say Hayori is Tavar Hashem, the person who feared God brought his cattle in. Bashir Lo Yore is Tavar Hashem, the person who didn't fear God didn't bring his cattle in. No, Bilam was also a Yore Shemai. He also feared God. And he spoke to him. So he feared him too. So why didn't Bilam bring his cattle in? Because Asher Lo Som Libon is exactly the terminology that Mesillas Yesharim uses for the opposite of the person who's not misboning. Lo Som Lev. Doesn't pay attention. He just doesn't think. If he would have thought, he would have realized that Moshe's been right till now, and the most obvious thing is to bring your cattle in. But because he didn't pay attention, and he didn't think, the most obvious things pass a person by. Another place you see that. And so it's clearly what the Chofetz Chaim say. That was Bilam. Bilam was Asher Lo Som Lipo. He didn't pay attention to what was going on around him. Which is exactly something that tells us what Shiva says about another part. As Meir Bloch points out, here's Bilam riding on his donkey. The donkey swerves off the path. Right? Then it crushes his leg. Finally it won't move anymore. And Bilam's beating the donkey. And the donkey turns around and says to Bilam, what are you doing? Right? Do I deserve this? Right? I'm your trusty donkey, ride on me all the time. Right? What are you hitting me for? Now, if you were Bilam, okay, no donkey ever spoke, ever, since the beginning of creation. Okay? Not to Bilam or to anybody else. So Bilam was not used to talking donkeys. It was the first time in history that a donkey ever talked. If you had a dog, and you were walking your dog, okay, and you started running a little bit, and the dog turned around and said, could you slow down a little bit, pace is a little fast for me. What do you think you would do? Say honestly. Faint? Right? Scream? Call the newspapers? Right? What?
Kick the dog.
Well, you wouldn't kick the dog. I guarantee it. You would react somehow in fear. Right, okay. All right. Or you'd start to examine your mind to see if you're going crazy. Okay. I'll tell you what you wouldn't do. You wouldn't have a conversation with the dog as if this is normal every day, right? You're talking to your friend. And that's exactly what Bilam did. Now, how in the world was not Bilam somehow shaken up by his donkey talking to him? The answer is, if you don't think into anything and you're not prepared, then if the donkey talks, you talk back. You don't pay attention. If you don't pay attention to what's going on, then you just flow along with your habit, your hergel, what you're used to, and you end up, talking to a donkey as if nothing is out of the ordinary.
Could it be the level he was on?
No, because it wasn't on any level that animals talked. He maybe was used to seeing angels, but Bilam has never heard a donkey talk in his life. There's nobody else did. It was something once in history. Right? So it wasn't on a great level that he talked to animals.
Mr. Ed.
What?
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed, yeah, okay. That was only after this. What? Right, okay. That was also after this. Yeah. So that is, and you can't get more clearer than that's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi says. We say it every Shabbos Chazon, that is the foundation of the 3 weeks and Churban Beis HaMikdash. All these sins we did had to have some kind of root to it. What was the root? Says Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Yoda Shor Kol Nehu V'Chamor Evus Ba'alav. An ox knows by instinct who its master is. And a donkey knows by instinct, the chamur evus ba'alav, knows by instinct who at least feeds it. May not have an idea who its master is, but it knows where it gets fed. And it knows enough not to kick the bag that feeds it. The shor at least has an understanding of who its master is. It doesn't kick the master, the shor. Yisrael lo yada, but Klal Yisrael didn't know who his master was. They didn't recognize the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and they did therefore they did all these sins, and they didn't even realize that their entire sustenance comes from God. Their entire life comes from God. They weren't even like a donkey. Why? Because ami lo hisbonan, because they didn't think. I mean, have to think. Donkeys don't think either. Oxen don't think either, but oxen weren't blessed with intelligence. Therefore, the Rabbanu Shel Olam gave them instincts, that they can know it instinctively. People have free choice, and they were given intelligence. And therefore, God won't do it for you. He doesn't give you instincts. He gives you the ability to think and reason and choose. And if you don't do it, he's not going to do it for you. So what an ox and a donkey know instinctively, if a human being doesn't think, he'll miss that too. Even what's instinctive to an animal, he'll miss. So unless you think, you're going to miss out on most things in life. You're not going to be able to ascertain if what you're doing is good or bad. You're just going to continue doing it. Like he says, like a horse that just keeps on running. And you're also not going to assess what derech you're on. Right? If you're on a path that's leading somewhere positive or somewhere negative. It's not just the actions that you're not going to be able to assess. You're not going to assess bechlal your whole derech. So thinking is an extremely important thing. Now, what are the other two parashios in the Torah that don't have paragraphs? One fits perfectly with this. It's Parshas Vayetze. Sedra Vayetze doesn't have paragraphs either. Why? Because the Sedra Vayetze speaks about Yaakov and Lavan. And according to the Zohar, Lavan and Bilam were Gilgulim of each other, whatever that means. There was a connection, neshama-wise, between Lavan and Bilam. In fact, isn't Lavan Bilam somehow in Gematria? Lamed Beis, and you have, no, Ayin and Mem, is what? Is Nun and, no, it doesn't work out. Somehow, the Lavan and Bilam work out, they're the same person. Not exactly the same, but they have a neshama connection. So therefore, the Sedra that speaks about Lavan also doesn't have parashios, because the same way the parasha speaks about Bilam. There's only one other Sedra like that, Miketz. Miketz doesn't speak about Bilam or Lavan, right? But over there also, the same idea. The whole idea of Miketz is that it's hard to contemplate the derech of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. All these things happened that didn't make any sense, and they don't make sense till the next week when Yosef reveals himself. And therefore, there was nothing to think about. That Sedra didn't lend itself to contemplate because the things that were happening were of such a nature that they weren't comprehensible. So therefore, the Torah reflects that by not giving you a place to think about it. The next week, Vayigash, then you'll think. You'll look back. Sometimes things happen, tsaros, whatever, and you can't understand it, and it's not going to help to think, to understand it, right? You have to wait till the situation becomes more obvious, and then take the lesson, how you react to it or whatever. But in the midst of the tzara, it's not a time for thinking or whatever, and why did God do this, why is God doing it? You have to roll with the punches and deal with it as you have to, and it's not a time for deep thought. So it could be that's why in Miketz also there are no parshios.